Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rich Chiles. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Holley. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Kuiper moves to third. Dade moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. Dade scores. There goes Grubb trying to get to home. Heil throws the ball into Smalley, who relays the ball to Weiniger, who tags Grubb, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Hile reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manning. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Hile scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Weiniger moves to third. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Holly covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wilfong scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiles hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Bell scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bocht moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-2 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Heil reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. Heil moves to third. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Heil scores. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-2 in the game. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Carty moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing third base. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards third. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0-2 in the game. Chiles bunts towards first. Bocht scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilfong moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Rick Waite's now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Carew scores. Heil goes all the way around to score. Weiniger moves to second. It's 7-4, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bocht hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Terrell reaches second base with a double. Ford goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Twins. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rich Childs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dade throws the ball into Kuiper, who tags Cusick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Terrell scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock who is chasing the ball. Blanks reaches third base with a triple. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Dan Ford. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cusick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Terrell goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing right field. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Bach moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.